Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Thank you, Father God, for the rising of the sun, that the sun of righteousness arise on each and every one of us, and let us run the course just as the sun's going to do its job today. Thank you, Lord, that you have got faith for us that is according to the wonderful love that has been stored up in heaven for us that must arise here on this earth, Father God, this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. We're reading Colossians 1, verse 1 to 5. My name is Paul, and I've been chosen by Jesus Christ to be his apostle. By the calling and destined purpose of God, my colleague Timothy and I sent this letter to all the holy believers who've been united to Jesus as beloved followers of the Messiah. May God, our true Father, release upon your lives the riches of his kind favor and heavenly peace through the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Every time we pray for you, our hearts overflow with thanksgiving to Father God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your devoted lives of faith in Christ Jesus, and your tender love towards all his holy believers. Your faith and love rise within you as you access all the treasures of your inheritance, stored up in the heavenly realm, for the revelation of the true gospel is as real today as the day you first heard of our glorious hope, now that you have believed in the truth of the gospel.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, you know, to know, you know, that through all the ages, the testimony God has given us that gives him joy, that pleases him, is faith. And we see that in Moses. We see that in Noah, in David, in everyone. Their favor was God meeting them and then bringing to pass that which was destined for them. So they partook of the gospel, the good news of the plan that God had in his heart for them. And that goes back to before the foundation of the earth, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. So that's the love that was in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And then after we had this wonderful testimony of the prophets, we had Jesus himself coming and showing us the picture of God's love, the picture of God's sending, the picture of the reflection, a picture of the works that is laid up for us in his life. And quoting his own words was, as my Father sent me, so I send you. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. The works that I do, you shall also do. And then he had to deal with the fall, the disobedience of Adam, the works of Satan that came into this world. And then for 3 days and three nights, he dealt with that. And then he raised up so that these gifts, the gifts of the God quality of life, according to your name written in heaven, according to the goodness of God, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, for each and every one of us, that could come about. So this gospel is just so beautiful. And then we see Paul speak about this. This is a mystery that's been hidden for ages and generations. Christ in you. And the mystery is also that God will work it in you. So it's going to become from God working and stirring up our hearts, writing his laws on our hearts and our minds. And that's the unique fragrance for each and every one of us. And that's the beauty of the gospel, that God knows us. He knows why we're here. He knows what we need. And that's why morning by morning we get refreshed and encouraged and enlightened for the day ahead, committing the day to the Lord, so he can establish our thoughts so that to make our way straight, make the path, the goodness of God clear and beautiful for those out there. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.